All right, let's try this new one. Wow, that was a 15 seconds, wasn't it?
Hey, that was quick. That's not enough time to share anything.
No, it's not. You have to do it. You have to multitask now.
Well, not even that. I just got the alert that we started.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Hi.
Everybody found the geek spot. They probably didn't yet because it was a fast 15 seconds.
It really was. It was a good Frank. That was a good Frank 15.
But they are probably on their way to finding the geek spot right now.
They should be. Everybody should be.
Dylan found it.
So did Charles. Hi, guys.
What's that?
How was your weekend? Let's just start there.
It was
your 2 weeks.
It's been a minute, right?
It really has.
It's been quiet all around. Nothing too crazy. Watched some stuff as usual. Caught up on Severance, which is being touted as like the best show of the year.
You've said that. You have said.
It's close. I did that. Went to Fan Expo Sunday for a little while this weekend. I was running behind on that, so I managed to make it out to that. Didn't go the first 2 days because of soccer and some other things. But, yeah, now I got spring break for the kids this week. So,
oof, you know. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, hey, it's good times. How about you?
Just a little oral surgery Tuesday. Was it this Tuesday?
It was last Tuesday.
Oh, dude.
But it was to alleviate some pain you were going through Monday, too. So
It was to pull a tooth out.
Mm.
I'm still in pain from it. Not as bad. Talking sucks. Much to the chagrin of having to do this, right?
Yeah.
I also went to the Fan Expo. Wow. Phillies are not doing good this first.
You stayed game. a little less time than I did.
I stayed a lot less time. I started to feel really crappy. I was actually going to pull the trigger and go and get autographs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because when I circled back after I met up with you and your son and I circled back around, Jonathan Frakes finally showed up and was all bubbly and full of life. Like, well, hey, everybody. And like they gave him a little clap and he's waving. And I was like, I want to do that. And then like, I just like, whatever it was, it just whacked me. And I was like, ugh, I feel like crap. I wandered around a little bit, watched some stuff. Just kind of chilled.
Yeah, they had really good turnouts this year. Dylan Horror, I didn't realize HorrorCon was going on Sunday. Maybe that's where some of the guests ended up going. They did have some issues with keeping guests. Oh, Steel City Con, was that this weekend too? It was a busy weekend for cons.
Well, you had mentioned I was actually going to drop a boatload of money on a picture session.
Yeah.
And you on the Smallville cast, and then they all decided to go, nope. F Philly.
They bailed. Ryan Hurst is having a hard time. He had to cancel. Yeah. Shatner was only there Friday and a little bit of Saturday because he double booked this weekend.
Not impressed.
So he booked Chicago too.
Oh, that was
so good. He was out by like noon on Saturday to fly to Chicago, finish up the day there, and then do Sunday in Chicago.
Wonder if he had a private jet.
I don't know that he can make that much money if he is to have a private jet.
Yeah, I don't think he's.
I'm guessing the lines were a lot more substantial in general on Saturday.
Steel City was this weekend. HorrorCon wasn't packed at all. Damn.
I would assume the expo was packed Saturday, but seeing pictures from all weekend, it didn't seem like it was packed most of it. I did get some good finds though. I'm not big on the autograph side, but like I got this.
What is that? Where are we going? Oh, that's nice. That's like a Mount Rushmore of Eagles.
Yeah, they had two different ones. One had Carson Wentz, which apparently nobody wanted.
No,
but it's metal.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So I got that for the wife. It's got a B-Doc and Kelsey and Reggie White and Chuck Bednarik.
Chuck Bednarik. All right.
Rewind Con.
Okay, that's got potential.
So, well, Breaking Bad cast. or Better Call Saul cast?
I'm not actually watching the Phillies. It's just on.
So we'll find out soon.
I know.
I also got what else did I get? I got my kids took some of this stuff already.
There we go.
I got to meet Kevin McGuire, who is the artist on the Justice League reboot back in the mid 80s. With covers like this. Which Frank's dog's really excited about.
He
so
is.
Kevin McGuire was the artist when they rebooted the Justice League and did the infamous run with Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. It was more of a comedic run back then, so I got him to sign that. I got a.
Do they charge for that?
The signatures? Most of the artists don't in like the artist alley, depending. But you also see people walk in with 30 to 40 books for these guys to sign,
which
is awful.
Yeah.
So like they don't charge for like the first five, and then they'll charge after that.
Right.
But
right.
I also got this from him. If you're a Doctor Who fan.
Oh, that looks neat.
Still go on the wall soon.
I saw you. I see. Oh, and, there's my doctor.
And this, which is a take on that Justice League number one cover with the...
flip that back around again.
Yeah.
There's my doctor with the scarf.
Yeah. He jelly bellies.
Yeah. Tom Baker.
Yeah. I did that. I did get I did go to see Richard and Wendy Pinney, who wrote ElfQuest back in the 70s, carried on through the 80s. They're still writing new stories now.
Awesome.
This one's actually fairly new.
Is EW picking that up?
No, thankfully it's a really well written, well done series. However, they bailed by Sunday, so I did not get to meet them.
Oh.
But they did leave books that they had already signed, which is pretty cool.
So oh, yeah, they get
their signatures, and they're going to be traveling around a little bit more. But overall, I thought the con was good. Some good.
I enjoyed it for the hour I was there.
Yeah, some good. Your boy was there that we've talked about before.
Who?
Tony.
Oh yeah. Tony Penicali, the Philadelphia super fan who dresses like Apollo Creed, and actually did a photo with Carl Weathers and said that Carl loved his outfit. How can you not love that outfit though?
It is a great outfit. We got a picture. You got to post up the picture of you from there, man.
I got to put that up at some point.
So cons are back though, which is great. This is the first con in Philly since before the pandemic.
Well,
what's that?
Well, there's a thing coming next week.
Well, yeah, but you can still have a con. You just got to wear a mask. Okay. So what was Sci-Fi Valley Con? Where's that at, Charles? I know you're way out west from us.
Oh, he's going to meet the original Ninja Turtles. That's pretty cool. I'm determined next year to actually get at least an autograph or two and maybe a picture or so. Like I'm or maybe this one in June. It looks like Stars of the 70s and 80s, was it? 70s, 80s, and 90s, and 00s. So...
No, that's the last Green One Con. I think that one's in Oaks usually.
I'm gonna look that up now while you're talking.
There's another one coming in Oaks. It's gaming and anime. That's in June. Altoona for the Sci-Fi Valley Con. Altoona's not far. My wife drove out there and back the same day not too long ago. It's only like a brisk 4-hour drive or so. I remember way back in the day, I was playing at the 4D Lounge in Altoona. It was a cover band stop, which is underneath a bowling alley.
Oof. All right. I'm kind
of show though.
I think I'm hooked here. Let's see. At Classic Rewind weekend, we got Scott Baio. He's a little nuts.
Oh, all right.
He's a little nuts.
You're not coming out with the big guns first, Frank. What else do you have
there? Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow from Leave It to Beaver. Nope. Still not.
Wow. I just saw a special on one of those like Sunday morning things on
Richard Klein.
It's a good get.
That's a good
I like
get.
Richard Klein.
That would be Larry from Three's Company.
Oh, that right? Richard Klein.
Yes. Yeah, that's the friend from Three's Company.
Got it.
Yeah. Larry, right? That's off the top of my head. That
it is Larry. Yeah.
Okay. Aaron Schwartz from the Mighty Ducks.
Oh,
Aaron Schwartz was.
It's your wheelhouse.
Carp.
Nope.
He was the kid that played Carp.
Nope.
Okay. He was on the Mighty Ducks.
Never seen the Mighty Ducks, Frank.
Aaron Murphy was the was Tabitha in Bewitched.
Okay, which one?
The blonde one.
No, I believe there was two Tabithas.
She was one of the she was one of the babies, I think.
Got it.
Ellen Travolta. Ooh. Now we're pulling out the big guns. That'd be John Travolta's mom.
Oh.
Pete, and there's going to be a Pete and Pete reunion from The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Oh, so Shazam's coming. Is that like the Shazam from the 70s TV show?
Wait, I want to get rid of that.
You have to log into Twitch to get rid of that.
Gosh, darn it. No, there's a way I can do it here, but that's fine. Danny Tamborelli, another kid from the Mighty Ducks. Right. Michael C. Marona was, redheaded kid in Home Alone, Home Alone 2.
He's one of the cousins, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Larry Thomas, the soup Nazi.
Oh.
Can I say that? I can still say that.
Oh, Zachary Levi. Levi's coming to Steel City.
Okay.
So wait, how many Steel City cons did they do? Are there multiple Steel City cons? Because Philly... at this point, we had Wizard World and Keystone Comic Con. Keystone ran for maybe like 2 years.
Right.
And then didn't make it come back this year. Hopefully it does next year. I liked it way better. They do three Steel City Cons a year. Wow.
I only have two more guests here, and then I'm finally done. Mackenzie Phillips from One Day at a Time.
Okay.
And Burton Gilliam from Blazing Saddles, Back to the Future 3, and Fletch.
Wow. Yeah. That is stars of yesteryear.
Yeah. I might be skipping this one.
Yeah.
I might be skipping this one.
April, August, and December in Steel City. That's impressive. Okay. You would think a market as big as Philly, being the fifth largest city in the country, would be able to pull off more than one.
You would think.
There you go. The Tuco Cousins and RJ Mitty is going to be there. They didn't get added in yet. That's good stuff. So, well, con season's back. So, you know, share over to our Facebook page if you got any good picks. Tag us in them. You know, we got a few, but being there Sunday, I know neither one of us ponied up. You know, we did get to see the cast of Clerks 3 besides... Kevin Smith, who was there Saturday, but did not come Sunday. We didn't realize that we were looking at Jay for a solid 10 minutes.
Nope. So let me tell you before we get into the other stuff. I walked up and down that thing like two or three different times over the hour I was there, just to see, you know, because we got there early, so there were some people that hadn't arrived yet. Brian O'Halloran, who plays Dante, in Clerks, was all by his lonesome, sitting in his thing on his phone, while Randall had a couple people, and then Elias next to him, Travis.
Elias had the busiest booth like of all of them all day. It was crazy. Now,
when I went up the other end, a lot of the people had Ashley Eckstein was there, who voices Ahsoka in the cartoon. She had a huge line.
Yeah, she was packed. Every
a lot of the anime people that I have, it's so far out of my stratosphere.
Demon Slayer and My Hero Academia had big turnouts for them on Sunday. I'm guessing probably people that were there for the weekend and didn't get to them the couple days before. North had a small line, which surprised me.
He did. I saw it. And I kind of wanted to go up to him too, because he voices the Ghost in Destiny as well as many, many, many other. So when I looked at the Next Generation line, really, Jonathan Frakes had the longest line out of all of them when he showed up. Like it came past and out into the aisle.
Yeah, I'm very confused because I don't understand the culture enough to know why you would pay for a photo, because most of them were more expensive than the ones like at the booth.
Not really. They were only, I think a picture with him was 80 or it was like 50. But maybe?
Was that at the booth or the professional? Like the
one? No, the professional one was the one that was like 60.
Because a lot of the people had plexiglass rules for the big pictures,
right?
But then they just walked around and took pictures at their booths,
basically
without any, which was crazy.
The bigger thing about Jonathan Frakes is he became more of a director
mm-hmm.
than an actor. Like, he's directed some, I'm looking now, he directed a bunch of Picard and Discovery. He directed The Librarians, the TV show.
That show is fantastic.
He's directed a bunch of NCIS Los Angeles. He directed an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., some Burn Notice.
Yeah.
Leverage. Like, he's done a ton of directing.
Oh yeah. It's always good when you see his name at the end and you're like, oh, that was a good episode, and he does good work. Dylan has this line that I'm sure you would get from for Frakes that he would have said.
We made it up. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Pete's calling you out. Can you pop that one up on the screen? Can you pop things up on the screen? I can.
What can I pop up on the screen?
Pete calling you out.
No. Yeah, there you go. Pete, honestly, I did think about texting you, but when I saw that Kevin Smith wasn't there, I didn't. Pete's got a bunch of jerseys that would have gone over. I promise the next time I see them around anywhere, I will grab you. And it was so last second me going. Like, literally, I didn't buy the ticket until Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I bought mine at the door.
Yeah. So, I mean.
So I wanted to go Saturday, but things just didn't time out right.
I if I was feeling better, Pete, I definitely would have grabbed you and you know. Although thank you. Although over the weekend, in the last 2 weeks, I kind of went back a little bit, not too far, but there's some exciting news that I grabbed.
I don't know where this could
go. This could go so many different places. You have no idea. Brie Larson.
Oh.
Captain Marvel herself.
Yeah.
Is now part of the family.
Oh, I saw this today.
She now has a role, a mysterious role in Fast 10.
I don't think Dom has enough siblings yet. You never know.
Getting everyone they can to star in these last two movies.
They are. Do you think she plays like Cena's sister or something?
I definitely think she's related. She's definitely family. She can't be a bad guy because Captain Marvel can't be bad.
That's not true.
Well, Captain Marvel was bad according to some people, but
yeah. Yeah. Totally different kind of bad though.
Totally different kind of bad. Moving off of Brie. there's another
one.
It was really bad. There's another movie coming out.
Oh,
that I've said it before. I'm super excited about this movie. I believe it's coming out. When is this coming out?
Sometime in the next year, I would assume.
No, it's coming out now, or is it already out?
Oh.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. The
22nd, I believe.
It's got a 100% Rotten Tomatoes score before it even comes out.
They ran it in some festivals, and I think they might have done a sneak peek or two.
I am so super excited. Dylan, I have that later. I actually have that later. He's good at jumping the gun on stuff for us. I like that. So it's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. So he's been doing a lot of, what's an investor screening? I want to go. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately, obviously, because it sounds like he's getting a little hot again as an actor. So one of the interviews, they asked him, is there any role that you like want? Like, is there anything left that you really want to do? And there's one role he wants to play that he hasn't played yet. I'll give you one guess because we could sit here for an hour just guessing roles, and you're probably never going to get it. But I'll give you one guess.
Is it a role from in the Batman universe?
It is not a superhero role at all.
Oh, it's not Egghead?
No.
He did say he'd like to play Egghead.
I could see him as Egghead and would fully throw all of the support of the tens of listeners that we have behind that. His role is he would like to play Jules Verne's Captain Nemo because of the character's love of the ocean that he shares with Captain Nemo.
Well, that's nice.
Right? he was in an AMA, and he was asked what three movies of his would he choose to preserve for posterity if it came down to it. Now, I will spoil this and tell you that The Unbearable Weight did not make this list.
Okay.
Okay. So if you could pick three of his movies, you'll probably get one.
I'm going to say Valley Girl Leaving Las Vegas and the vampire one back in the 80s.
You're one out of three.
Oh.
I would have never guessed these either. You're going to laugh, too. Leaving Las Vegas,
yeah,
came out in 95. Bringing Out the Dead, which came out in 99.
Okay.
And Pig.
I've heard amazing things about Pig. It's still on my list. It's apparently a phenomenal movie.
Yeah. Those are the three movies that he would leave for posterity.
All right. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it can stay there for me. I'm good with that for now.
I'll be there soon.
The National Treasure TV show that we're waiting for anxiously.
Nope.
Finally connects to the movies.
Ugh.
By bringing in someone from the movies.
No.
Yes.
John Voight.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? No, not John Voight.
But it's John Voight as Mickey from Ray Donovan.
It's not John Voight.
That would be fantastic.
It's not John Voight.
I don't know who's left. The hacker dude from the second movie?
Riley Poole. Nice. Riley is the connection to being in the same universe. So that still cracks the door just a tiny little bit for Nicolas Cage pop in.
I don't think they'll bring him back in.
No. Dylan's going to see Fantastic Beasts Friday.
Fantastic Beasts is something totally different.
That would be like a sequel to Beat Street.
It's like the block dropping Beats.
That would be block like a beats. No, it's a sequel to Beat Street.
Yeah. Is that Beat Street 2 Electric Boogaloo?
No, that was Breakin'. Oh. Come on now. Get your breakdancing movies right.
I saw Breakin' 2 in the movie theater.
I saw Breakin' in the movie theater.
Well. So there was an AMC trend when you bought stocks, yes. You got investor screenings. Oh,
I didn't even think about that. That sounds awesome. No, Fantastic Beats is it's an Office spinoff with Dwight Schrute.
Oh,
the Beats.
Got it.
But the Beasts, from the little bit that I've read about it, because I have almost no interest personally in it, that Mads Mikkelsen is far and away a better character than Johnny Depp was.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a huge fan of the original Harry Potter series. I watched the first Fantastic Beasts movie, kind of. Beasts. But slept through a good portion of it. Oof. And have not had the motivation to go back and watch the rest of it again. The prequels are rough. And I wasn't invested enough in that overall world to dig in. At some point I'll end up watching them, but even my kid, who's like a massive Harry Potter fan, was not into watching the Fantastic Beasts movies. So
yeah, I enjoyed the Harry Potter movies too, but I'm not.
Now if they talk him into making a Cursed Child and get the cast back, I'm in.
Yeah, they do. It is them dragging out the Potterverse. I agree with that. Speaking of dragging out, that's a good segue. Michael Bay had a movie released this weekend called Ambulance. It didn't actually look that bad.
No, but I'm watching previews for this for like a year and a half.
Yeah. But it has slightly underperformed at the box office. Slightly.
That's pretty typical for Michael Bay anymore.
No, it made $8 million.
Wow.
Dylan said it was good. I want to see Ambulance. It made $8 million against a $40 million budget without marketing costs. It's definitely not going to make its money back.
Well, a couple of things. One, how did it only have a $40 million budget? That's really impressive for a Michael Bay movie.
It is, especially with it having supposedly the most car wrecks of any movie ever.
And it's got a really not a crappy cast either.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, that's why Jake Gyllenhaal is doing the rounds right now, because of that movie. Got
right.
It. I didn't watch SNL yet. I know he guest hosted, but
he did, and he went through this whole thing where he was talking about how working in Spider-Man kind of reignited his love for acting, and he was allowed to be free and whatever.
Sure.
Whatever makes you happy.
I always liked him. He's a young kid. It's hard for me to.
He is. Now, on the other hand, a movie that you went to see.
Oh, did I?
Broke the box office record for best video game movie opening with $71 million, Sonic 2.
Oh, I did not go see that.
I thought you were going to see that.
No, I didn't end up going to the movies.
Oh, okay. Well, you had mentioned that you were going.
My kids are going Wednesday this week.
So I heard it's an absolutely awesome movie.
Yeah, the first one was great. I saw the first one in the theater.
Okay.
And there's been some illness running through the house, so we haven't been out as much as we planned. But the first one, like I said, was an absolute joy. The second one, it sounds like it's the same way.
They said, there's rumors that Jim Carrey is going to retire from acting, which there's rumors that everybody, like Mark Wahlberg's retiring, supposedly Jim Carrey. But the people that made Sonic said that if Jim Carrey retires, they're not recasting that role ever.
I don't blame him for that.
Yeah.
But they could easily go and do a Shadow and some other characters fairly easily.
Yeah. So it broke the box office record for best video game opening.
Which is super surprising that it beat out Uncharted and...
Yep. Well...
You would think the Tomb Raider reboot a few years ago would have done great opening weekend and then tanked.
More and more people are starting to go back to the movies.
Yeah. Or even you would have thought Tomb Raider Cradle of Life would have crushed, which is actually... Those were both good movies. Angelina Jolie ones.
No, I didn't hate them.
Yeah.
Here's a weird story I came across.
Oh.
Do you remember Vanessa Hudgens?
I do.
So she was on Kelly Clarkson's show.
Okay.
And she let Kelly know that she, since she was 8 years old, has had the ability to talk to ghosts.
Oh.
She said, I kind of shut it down for a while because it's scary. The unknown is scary. But recently I was like, no. This is a gift and something that I have the ability to do, so I'm going to lean into it.
That's exciting for Vanessa Hudgens, I suppose.
Just kind of out there. I don't know. I was just scrolling through, and that came up, and I went, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd bring that up. She's forget what she's on now. She's been cast in a few things again lately, but I don't remember where she's.
She was in Bad Boys, the last Bad Boys movie. She's not getting another one of those.
No. I think Amy's good at this.
Yes, Dylan. Wait, it crashed? Oh, I didn't know it crashed. I actually had an easier time. Dylan asked us if we got Doctor Strange tickets. I had an easier time getting in for this than I did for Spider-Man.
I just bought mine like a couple days later.
Yeah, it took me a minute. It was in a queue for a minute.
But the theater that I go to for most of these, because I'm not worried about the IMAX and all the fancy stuff. If I go see it a second time, I'll go to that. But I never have trouble getting tickets.
I didn't even use my free John. Like I have that AMC club thing where I get the three free movies a week, which I really should be taking advantage of like more and more now that the world's opened back up again, except Philadelphia.
Open for another week.
We are. Yes. Yes. I got my tickets. You got your tickets. Dylan got his tickets. We hope everybody else got their tickets because it's only – they released the runtime. It's only 126 minutes.
Nice. That's good. That's a better time.
It's 26 minutes a story and 100 minutes a cameo.
Yeah, it's short for as much ground as they have to cover.
There's a lot of ground being covered. And so, I mean, we'll talk about Marvel stuff in a minute or two, but they are – we're what, a month out from Thor and there's no trailer yet. There are rumors that they're not able to release a trailer for that because it's going to spoil a whole bunch of Doctor Strange stuff.
Yeah. We're 3 months out. I think it's July, right?
Is it July?
We're a month out from Doctor Strange. We're only three weeks out from Doctor Strange. So, I mean, look, I don't know how it could spoil stuff from Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it's July 8th.
Though I think originally it was supposed to come out, what, a year after? No. Yes.
I don't remember.
It's supposed been, on it's, the original lineup was, I remember, I don't... Doctor Strange was May and Thor was December of that.
Right.
Like 2 years ago when they're supposed to come out.
Probably has to do with... So they'll probably release the trailer during or at the end of Doctor Strange.
Which yeah, I hope that's not a new end credits thing they start doing.
Yeah, because that takes away one of the fun end credits scenes.
Because that's, I mean, that's what they did to Spider-Man, right? That was our first Doctor Strange trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I hope that Feige's not going that route going forward with their teasers.
Yeah. The Boys is coming back. I'm kind of excited for this.
Did you watch Diabolical yet?
No.
Great.
Have not.
Okay.
Look, dude, I'm two episodes behind on Superman and Lois.
So okay. Proud. You're okay. Seven episodes behind on Flash.
Seven episodes behind on Flash, soon to be eight.
A season behind on Legends and Batwoman?
No, Legends, I'm all caught up. So when they don't renew that, I'm fine.
Yeah. Hey, sad. Hashtag save Legends.
Yeah.
Of tomorrow, everybody. I don't care if you save Batwoman, but save Legends.
Look, if they cancel Batwoman, then it makes it easier for me to catch up. And I'm two episodes back on Ozark.
Oh,
I really buttoned down on that this week. The first episode was really hard to get through.
It was
long and I was tired. And it wasn't long. It felt long. But because the episodes are shot so dark, it makes it a little harder to get through them sometimes if you're not really feeling it.
Yeah. 29th of April is when we get the rest of Ozark. So you have a little bit of time.
Yes. I got 2 weeks, roughly.
Yeah.
I won't have any problem with that. I'll be done. I'll be done. Superman and Lois, Ozark, and then I can start on The Flash. Or I can start on Blacklist, which I'm the whole season behind.
Yeah, The Flash is it's a show.
It is.
It's still
on. I saw a theory possible spoiler that I won't watch it if it's true.
Oh, okay.
If the big bad is who they theorize the big bad is this season.
I didn't watch Super Pumped yet. I'm on the verge of getting into WeWorked, I think is what it's called, right?
WeWorked?
Or We Built, We Failed, We Blew Up, We Something.
I went to one of those WeWork places in Philly for an interview.
I worked on one for a few years.
Yeah, they look horrible.
No, they're fine.
No, they were neat. It was a neat concept.
Yeah, but Morbius himself, Jared Leto, plays the founder, and Anne Hathaway plays his wife in the show. Every time I went and watched Severance, which I do recommend Severance, it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them on this little screen going, hey, you should watch this too.
Oh, God.
I mean, Apple TV hasn't, I haven't been steered wrong yet on a show on there that I've watched.
No, it's good. And I heard really good things about Severance and it's on my list, my actual list.
Yeah. I think it was, would have been stronger if I would have watched it as a weekly show instead of a binge.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Because I still really like at near the top of my I need to watch list is Succession. Like it's still right there. I think once I'm done Billions, I'll go to Succession. Like for that drama, like
yeah. Yeah, I it's on mine too, but now right now HBO Max is just where I'm watching Young Justice, the end of season four. That came back 2 weeks ago and
But The Boys season three is so wild, apparently, that Chase Crawford is worried about getting future roles after the season comes out.
Chase Crawford as the Deep.
As the Deep. He's worried about getting Jensen Ackles texted him something about a script and Chase replied back to him. It's like, I really did send to you that I'm worried about how I'm going to get to work after this.
Yeah.
Apparently it's really nutty.
Yeah. He and some marine life apparently do some things.
Yeah. And Butcher apparently is kind of over the top in this one.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready for it. Let's do it. It's 2 months still. So we got
some good
time.
I might be able to catch up on the Diabolical thing.
Probably not. It's fine.
Maybe.
You don't need it. It's mostly out of continuity.
Yeah. That'll be all right.
Just in the boys' world, not in the
Paramount Plus. Does anybody actually subscribe to that?
You do. You just don't realize it.
I do. I have Amazon, and I get it through.
Nope.
I'm not paying for it.
You definitely are somewhere.
I hope
you probably paid for a year and just didn't realize it. And
And
now you're 9 months in.
Right. And I'm going to get this renewal for like $80.
Yep.
100%. Everything's going to come at once.
100% is what happened. You were like, oh, I should finally watch Picard. Oh, it's a deal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get the year for this. And then the next year is six times as much money.
Well, they're releasing a mini series about the making of The Godfather, which doesn't sound so bad. Because apparently it wasn't a smooth get off the ground kind of a thing.
No, but I feel like the little bit that I caught on CBS Sunday Morning already gave me all the details that I need.
Probably. It's kind of like that Lakers show on HBO that's getting a second season.
Yeah.
Which I'm enjoyed.
Yeah.
I'm not caught up. I've kind of fallen off on that. Well, I've been sick the last couple of days.
I know you were home in bed. Yes. It's hard. It's hard to watch TV in that state.
I don't watch TV in bed. Miles Teller's in this.
Oh, no. Who does Miles Teller play?
He plays, he's the producer, Albert S. Rudy.
Oh, no. No.
So he's the producer. Matthew Good is in it.
Is Pacino going to play himself and they're just going to de-age everybody?
Actually, Justin Chambers and Anthony Ippolito will play Marlon Brando and Al Pacino.
No, I'm going to need them to have the original cast do it and just de-age them.
That would be great. Giovanna Ribisi's in it. He's going to play mobster Joe Colombo.
I would prefer Giovanna Ribisi to play Brando.
Or Al Pacino?
No, I need him for Brando. He would do a great Brando, I think.
Probably.
There's an It prequel coming on HBO Max, too.
Okay. I never got into the It thing, so I'm not as up to snuff on it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be when Pennywise was actually a clown and how he turned into being taken over by the trickster god that's supposedly like super old and becomes
Gotcha.
Pennywise.
You're good at math?
I'm not bad.
Okay, we're going to do a little math here.
Okay.
And I have one little tiny thing on Marvel, even though we already did all that other Marvel stuff. Somebody put together a list of the top 15 Marvel characters based on their screen time.
Okay. When was this list made?
24 days ago.
Okay. So it's current.
It's very current. It's in seconds. I don't know why they decided to do it in seconds. That's why I asked if you're good at math. I did zero prep for this.
Okay.
All right. Can you guess who number one is?
Obvious. Wait, let me ask this caveat. Is it strictly MCU?
Strictly MCU TV shows and movies.
So both. Strictly MCU. Phil Coulson.
No.
Then it's wrong.
Phil Coulson does not make the top 15. Then so it's they, wrong. I will say they excluded Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
In that case, Matt Murdock.
No, they excluded those characters. You're purposely avoiding the obvious answer.
Robert Downey Jr.
It is Robert Downey Jr. coming in at 21,525
seconds. 21,521
seconds? Yes. Because I don't know why he did this in seconds.
There's a lot of division that you have to do for that.
Yeah, we'll go. So second and two and three are kind of close. Can you guess who two is?
It's barely 6 hours of Robert Downey Jr. It seems
over
low.
All those films? That's not a lot when you think about it. Yeah. Second? I'll have you guess the top three and then I'll run through the rest.
Second's gotta be
think about length of movies.
Yeah, no, I know. It's gotta be Rogers.
No. He's third, actually. Oh. Second is Peter Parker, Spider-Man. He comes in at 15,000.
I guess now with the new 15,030 seconds, huh?
And then Steve Rogers comes in at 14,685.
So only 250 minutes.
Right. But you figure with Spider-Man No Way Home being 7.5 hours long.
Right, but I'm saying it's only 250 minutes.
Right.
Which is he has 7 hours of his own movie.
Right. And he's not in. Right.
Right. Which he only is in movies for 4 hours.
Well, he's in like he's not in his movie the whole time. It's like.
Right. But still, that's a lot of his own movie that he's not in, especially since he's also been in Civil War, Endgame, and Infinity War. Really not Endgame. But
so that's the top three is Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain America. The rest of the list goes Loki, then Thor, Black Widow, Scarlet Witch, Hawkeye, Hulk, Falcon, Winter Soldier. That's pretty funny, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah. It's interesting that Black Widow is so high on the list.
She is, but she had her own TV show. Oh, no. Black Widow didn't. Black Widow, well, she had a movie.
Yeah. But Kate Bishop's on this list even?
Kate Bishop, Doctor Strange, and then Vision. So Kate right. Bishop has been in 6,615 seconds.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so interestingly, and I know you loved those Marvel Legends things they would do before shows came out.
Yes. Love them. Phenomenal.
When you watch them, you realize that like Quicksilver was in more minutes of movies than Hawkeye by the time you got to...
Yeah, that's weird.
Age of Ultron. Like, yeah. When they go through and you're like, oh, this is literally every second of every movie they've been in.
Yep. Yeah. That's all the Marvel stuff I had. DC stuff. We're gonna close with a couple of Star Wars things. But DC stuff. So as Dylan mentioned earlier, Batman's coming to HBO Max on April 18th. I'll back up a second.
I have no thoughts on Morbius still. I haven't been able to bring myself to go see it still.
Dylan, did you see Morbius? And if you saw Morbius, can you tell us what you thought of it?
I feel like Dylan saw it the Thursday that it came out because he is a dedicated fan. I typically am, but as I said, there's been some illness running through the house, so we have not been as...
I just don't really have a desire to see it, and the reviews from the... Again, I don't go by the critic reviews because they're just whatever, but the fan reviews on this are brutal. And it started a conversation about method acting. If you notice, there's method acting articles all over the place now because of him taking 45 minutes to go to the bathroom because he refused to stop using crutches. They had to get him a wheelchair on set.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I've heard not awful things. I've heard that it's, you know, if we didn't have all the other movies that we had, it would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
put that up. Dylan said that he thought it was cool to see Morbius on the big screen, but the plot was bland. The villain was pulled out of their ass. Half the trailer isn't even in the movie. Jared Leto is very cringe.
So
I agree.
A lot of this stuff goes back to the issue that we've stated more than a few times now, though, right? So, like, if this movie had come out 4 years ago when it was supposed to, would it have been as bad?
Probably not.
Right? We wouldn't have had all the other action on screen that we've had. Uh-huh. I mean, this was supposed to be out well before Venom 2. This was actually supposed to come out, like, April 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And was already on hold then from the year before. I think this was filmed in 2018, going into 2019. So it could have been a very
different
movie. And they did reshoot end credits after No Way Home.
Yeah. Dylan said the end credits raise even more questions. And I've seen a lot of stuff about the end credits, but I haven't really gone deep into it yet. Because I'm still not sure if I'm going to watch the movie or not before.
The director spoiling. Will tell you straight up what's up with the end credit scenes. He tweeted about it, and he's done some interviews where he's like, this is what happened, and this is why it's the way it is.
Thank God I didn't read any of that. I'm so happy.
I did because I wasn't super concerned about... I had one of the other podcasts similar to us that I listened to went ahead and deep dove on it. Spoilers. Ooh. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to listen.
Yeah. This isn't one that I'm super like trying to stay away from spoilers, but I haven't bothered to click on a link yet.
Yeah.
Nobody asked for the Morbius movie, but this is what happens when they do it anyway.
Yeah.
That's the Sony thing.
I feel like that's going to happen with Madam Web soon and the Kraven the Hunter movie.
Yep. Exactly. So we mentioned Batman is coming to HBO Max on April 18th. I probably will not rewatch it. I think once is enough for me. It was still a great, great movie.
It's long. It's
yeah.
Big commitment.
In other DC news, it really, really, really seems like Ezra Miller just wants to be in jail.
Yeah, my my feelings on Ezra Miller have never been quiet.
No, and I showed you the time hop memory thing from 6 years ago. I texted it to you where I basically said this is the worst casting of the Flash ever. I said that six yeah. years ago.
Yeah, I am not a fan of Ezra Miller.
No.
In any way, shape, or form, let alone as the Flash. You know, even though he does have the best cheer-worthy moment of all time.
Yeah.
In a movie that was never in theaters. So I'm glad it was the biggest theater cheer.
I'm not even going to go through the list of stuff. Like
I think it's unfortunate that they are probably in a situation where they cannot reshoot around him.
No, absolutely not. Not like that one movie with Kevin Spacey.
Though, I mean, they're also over a year out from when it gets released. So, like, just bag the whole thing, man. Like,
I don't think they're going to bag. I think they're trying to set up too much with it. They're trying to set the Supergirl up.
You going
to
let Batgirl sit on the shelf for over a year now, too?
I don't know.
Everything goes on hold with the way they move things around. DC is continuing to shit the bed.
It really is.
We'll see if they were just waiting to divest and then they'll let Warner Media sort it out.
Possibly.
Which might start now. Because if The Flash was ready to go out or was coming out the end of this year, pushing it back 8 months makes zero sense to allow Ezra Miller to continue with more shenanigans.
No.
I would move that up and release it tomorrow if I was them. Be like,
get it out of the way, get it out there, get it done, and let him go about being a psychopath.
Yep. And then go, oh, look, The Flash looks different in this end credit scene. Poof. Oh, he looks like Grant Gustin.
It looks just like that's where the fans are going with it.
That's where they went 6 years ago.
And you can't say now that it's not something that can happen because they've already crossed over.
Speaking of hours of screen time, not that Grant Gustin is in The Flash anymore, but if he was.
Oh. So he has time to go film this movie.
He has plenty of time. Every week, he has time to have filmed an entire movie that he's actually on the show.
He would really level up if he did that.
He's leveled up every episode, and he's not the only one, Frank. The bad guys are leveling up too.
You know, what's lucky about The Flash, you're not going to get the season finale of season 8 until June 29th.
Oh, dear God. Did they film a full season of The Flash then?
Superman is also going back on hiatus. The finale of Superman will not come out until June 21st.
Superman's on hiatus.
Well, then it's staying on hiatus for a very long time.
Yeah, it's on hiatus like every other week. It's a hot mess right now.
That sucks.
I think it's going to kill Naomi's chances of being picked up for a season 2 because they are on the same release schedule as Superman. And it's a damn shame because the Naomi show is very well done.
You keep saying that.
But the breaks are brutal.
Yeah.
Because it's so long in between when you get to see episodes. But they're doing great things with the mystery. They're revealing stuff. The story keeps moving forward.
Well, CW does a great season 1.
They really do.
And then they just kind of
go. I mean, they will totally tank Naomi season 2.
Yeah.
Because the story of Naomi in the comics jumps from this girl who's, you know, figuring out who she is and things like that to she's in the Justice League, like, not much later, and a huge part of the DC universe in general. So you can't go that cosmic on the CW.
So I've got a quote here from one of my favorite actors in the CW universe.
Oh,
that you're going to get really excited. When
is it Donald Faison?
It is not. Oh. It is not. Recently, Stephen Amell sat down with Den of Geek to discuss the 10-year anniversary of being cast on Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the quote that he made. Ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
He says, "Oh, sure. I owe so much to the people of DC, the CW, and Warner Brothers television. I love the character so much and only love it more now that it's coming up on 2 years since we wrapped the show. But having a little space now, I saw that I miss it. I do look back very, very, very fondly on it." That's three verys. "Listen, I'm the namesake. So if I can ever be of any help, if I can be of service to the Arrowverse in any way, shape, or form, or better still, take it to a new place, which I think would be the more interesting route to go, be that in a limited capacity or on a different platform, maybe one where we could show blood, that'd be really cool. Never say never."
Interesting.
Green Arrow, you know he wants to come back and play the character now.
I think he's trying. They still haven't cast a DCEU Green Arrow, is what he's saying.
Right.
Which, whatever.
I'm okay
he's
with
still
it.
Not, he's still not a great Oliver Queen. He was great as Arrow, but he's not a great Oliver Queen.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, they're not going to kill the Arrowverse yet, but it looks like they're slowly putting nails in the coffin, little by little.
Well, yeah, but Gotham Knights is filming. We haven't even talked about Gotham Knights.
Is that the one that's going to be on the CW? Is that?
Okay. No, CW, Gotham Knights, they already have their full cast, and they're already doing set work and filming the pilot right now, which we'll see if it gets picked up. I mean, there was your favorite show, The Canaries, had a pilot.
Well, I texted you about that. Katie Cassidy was very okay with The Canaries not getting picked up. She'd be happy to come back as Laurel Lance / Black Canary on any of the other shows, but she's okay with where things are now with that.
Well, but
TV
it's not
show.
Laurel Lance because she's dead.
Yeah.
It's her Earth 2 doppelganger. Black Siren was what was left. Mind you, let's take a moment and applaud Sarah Lance, who is 10 years as that character now across.
Wow, really?
She was in the first season Arrow, bud.
Wow.
Her and Diggle are the only two left.
Huh.
And she's the only one that's been a regular. I mean, she wasn't a regular on Arrow for the first year or two, but she's been in the universe for over 10 years now.
Oh, wow, that's right. Because she was introduced in that episode of Arrow that actually wasn't Katie Lotz.
Yeah, but then she was throughout season one because she wasn't in the pilot. But
no.
But then she was the original Black Canary.
Yep.
And she became White Canary.
Yep.
And now she's still around.
She is. That's pretty good. So I don't have a lot of Star Wars stuff, just a couple of really quick things.
Okay.
We can run through Star Wars Celebration, May 29th. Bad Batch is getting their own panel. It's going to be like the creators and whatnot. And they're going to talk about it and possibly give us information on when actually season 2 is coming out.
So then that's going to be right after the Kenobi drops his first two episodes, right?
Right. And then it looks like Kenobi's going to go back to a Wednesday release.
After the first week?
Yeah, after the first week. Mando's getting a panel. Favreau and Filoni are going to do that. And there's going to be, air quotes, special guests showing up.
Christopher Lloyd, maybe?
Not Gina Carano, still.
Never know.
Maybe.
It's been enough time. Though I think she just did something else to get herself recanceled last week.
Oh, that's good. Giancarlo Esposito has said that Mandalorian season 3 is coming in the summer, but that's not official. That's just him.
No, which is amazing, right? Because they started filming that Andor show before season 2 of Mando, I think.
Andor is getting a trailer release allegedly at Star Wars Celebration. The first trailer is supposed to drop for that. That was a nice segue. Thank you.
Just put it out. Stop holding on to shit. Just put it out. I'm so tired of waiting for them to release stuff and taking years to film it.
Are you excited for the Obi-Wan Kenobi show?
I don't care.
Or are you kind of eh?
At no point has Obi-Wan been like one of my favorite characters.
Okay.
He's always been okay. If they get into Obi-Wan like they did on the Clone Wars, I'm in.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get any of that backstory.
Right.
Where, like, he had the love of his life on Mandalore, couldn't do anything because he was a Jedi. If we have to deal with some of that, maybe. Then I'm thinking.
He looks
maybe,
very
maybe
sad in the trailer. Very lonely.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you, Charles. We didn't even talk about Moon Knight. We got a couple minutes left.
Figured you were closing with Moon Knight.
I totally forgot about Moon Knight. Told you I wasn't feeling good. Thank you, Charles, for reminding us. We are going to close with Moon Knight. That's a great, great, great. See, the audience participation is the best.
It is great.
So if you have not seen the first two episodes of Moon Knight, you want to jump out and come all the way back to the 55-minute mark, and that's where we're at with Moon Knight. So, spoilers.
So what did you think of Moon Knight as somebody that's not familiar with the character?
As someone that's not familiar with the character, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. Ethan Hawke, I think, is knocking it out of the park. And again, I'm not familiar with any of these characters. Oscar Isaac is acting his ass off and doing a sensational job. I think the story, I don't fully get it, but I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm really digging it. You explained the Moon Knight suit thing to me, so I understand that better. Was it you? I think it was you.
It wasn't me.
Who the hell explained that to me then?
I don't know. I don't know what the explanation is that you're saying that you know. So,
well, the costume is a manifestation of what that person's thinking, right? Is that how that works?
I don't know. That wasn't me. No, that's the costume's legit. He puts on a mask.
Right, but
in the comics, like, it has nothing to do with the manifestation. He legit carries around a white mask and puts it on.
Okay, but that's not how they do it in this.
No.
So when he was Steven, and Mark kept yelling at him to put on the suit, he put on a suit, like an actual white suit.
Right, because Steven's an idiot.
Right, which was hilarious. I didn't get it, and someone explained it to me that way. That it was the way he was picturing.
Yeah, that is a costume of Moon Knight's from when he was reintroduced in the comics. A few years ago. Yeah.
Well, what do you think as someone that does know the background and the comic?
Yeah, so I've been a fan of Moon Knight for close to 40 years.
Wow.
You're
old.
I mean, he was introduced in Werewolf by Night.
Okay.
Is where he came out, and then he had his own runs here and there throughout the years. But when he came out, he was their answer to Batman. Kind of. He was just a vigilante, but in all white. You didn't know anything about him. He had his moonarangs, whatever you want to call them.
That stuff he took off his chest.
And he used to have like a Moon Knight ship that was shaped like one. He had all the gadgets and stuff back in the 70s like Batman did.
That's awesome.
But even then they've done some real big reboots to him over the last handful of years where it's very trippy in the comics. And it gets much more into the mental health piece, which they always had. They were just alter egos back in the day, and then they've developed those into dissociative identity disorder. However, in all of those, and this is why I think the show's great. I don't necessarily like how hard of a twist they've put on the comics because it's leaps and bounds different from the comics.
Okay.
Stephen Grant, the comic books, is a millionaire who's the one who's super put together.
Gotcha.
And prim and proper and very intelligent, runs a billion-dollar business and is a CEO.
Okay.
Who funds all of Moon Knight stuff. Not a broke, moronic British with a bad British accent. Egyptologist working at a gift shop, right? And there was like a whole cast of characters that he had, a supporting cast, like a French dude who helped him through stuff, and like an old man that helped him do stuff, and a couple girls throughout the way that helped Moon Knight do things. So they're starting to introduce those, Mark Spector was the one that was like, has a background as like a mercenary and was in military, but always had, was a little bit crazy. And there's a lot of storyline that I don't know if we'll get or if we won't get. I like I said, I like the show. I just, it's not Moon Knight to me because
right.
It's such a sharp left turn on the way the character's been portrayed for the last 40 some odd years.
Are you a bigger fan of
don't do it. Don't
Oscar
ask
for Isaac, man.
Don't ask. He's done great. If it was not a Marvel show, I wouldn't watch it just because he's in it. But he's done great. Ethan Hawke's fantastic so far. I'm intrigued to see the way they go with the wife storyline because their view of time doesn't really make sense. Whereas Stevie knows his mom and remembers everything, but is running right. a parallel life. Like that's they're getting really wonky with how they're doing this time divvied out.
Gotcha.
And like how long he's worked at the museum, if he and how he manages to pull off having a job and randomly going around the world as a mercenary. It's kind of weird. And having been married, and like, does Stevie just not exist until recently? And how do you just set up a new identity and just do your thing and have a full set of memories? I don't know. Hopefully they get through all that in 4 episodes, as well as their actual quest storyline. But yeah, no, I think the effects have been great. I think it's a great story. I just, I'm having trouble buying it as Moon Knight, which is part of the problem of being a comic reader for a long time and seeing all the different iterations of it.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Got another episode coming up in 2 days from this recording.
Yeah. Like 48 hours. Better Call Saul's back next week.
Yes.
For the people that watch that.
If
I do get it early on AMC Plus, I will not spoil it. I will try and do that properly.
Yeah. I loved Breaking Bad. I never got into Better Call Saul. I never started.
So good.
That's what I've heard.
Once you start it, you'll be in. And I think that it is a show that's the opposite of what I'm saying with Severance. It is probably a better binge than it is week to week.
Gotcha.
Because it's like Breaking Bad. Not a lot happens every week.
Yes, and Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul will be back.
Maybe.
Supposedly.
The creator whose name escapes me at the moment.
Vin Scully?
Vince Gilliam.
Vince Gilliam.
Maybe.
It is. Close enough.
He said it would be a shame if they weren't back by the end of this. So like alluding to they'll be back, but who knows? I can't believe they would pull off filming it and it not being spoiled because the internet sucks.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So who knows? If they pull it off, fantastic. If not, I appreciate that too. The show's been very well done. And you get to see the swordsman in it. If you liked Jack from Hawkeye. Yeah. He's one of the characters in Better Call Saul.
Oh.
He's fantastic on Better Call Saul.
Jack.
Yeah.
I did like Jack.
So as always, you know, head over to the podcast and drop us a 5-star rating, drop us a line. Give us a review. We'll read it on air if we get any of those reviews. And thanks as always for finding the Geek Spot.
One more thing I have, I'm gonna plug a friend's a show that's coming up this week. And I don't ever normally plug these shows, but a very dear, old and dear friend of mine. Every once in a while, Jack McGinney will pop into the chat and say hello. He hasn't been around in a while, but Jack's part of a local group. They're called Mysterious Ways. It's a U2, I guess, tribute band. They're a tribute band. So they had one show when they formed back before the pandemic, and they haven't been able to get together and play any live shows. They're playing a live show this Thursday for those local. It's at Cooper's Riverview, which is, for those of us that are older, the old Kathmandu Trenton, up there in Trenton, obviously.
Yeah.
They're playing 7 to 10. There's no cover charge. It's all YouTube music. It's a really fun show. I'm going. I'm still trying to talk Jack into going, but Jack's doing weight things and whatever.
We'll see.
Yes, but do you have anything? You got any gigs?
No, it's a slow month. I'll have stuff coming up 22nd. I'll be down in Manioc at a awesome. New place, Bernie's awesome. Maniac. New to me, and I don't think it's a new place, but
okay.
Come check it out there.
Yeah, man. Thank you, everybody.
Yep. See y'all next week.